Hello everybody, this is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audioboo. Welcome along. You join me here and it's Christmas Eve. Yes, the 24th of December. And you join me and I'm going to work. Yes, I am one of those unfortunate characters that will be working today. It's a working day here, so I must throw myself onto the bus, or should I say buses, and onto the Lewis, which is a tram service. And it's a bit of a miserable Christmas Eve, and not because I'm working, because it is a bit wet underfoot. Now thankfully it's not raining at this present moment. It is not raining, but it's wet underfoot, and I don't mind if it's wet underfoot as long as it's not raining on top of my head. That would be preferable. So we've had a bit of a late start, got up too late, then decided not going to get the first bus, then kind of decided okay, I'll get the next bus, and then realised I was going to be late for that, and then couldn't find all my cards and my bank cards and my bus tickets and whatever else. So anyway, we're now actually getting the third bus, so we're exceedingly late, but hey, it's Christmas Eve, it's Christmas, who cares? So yeah, are you all set for Christmas? I'm not really celebrating this year. Well, to be honest, I celebrated early-ish because I decided, well, my brother was flying in from the UK with his lovely wife, and we decided to have a Christmas festive meal early. But due to my financial predicament, I wasn't really able to buy presents. I knew, cue the violins and everything. So for tomorrow, we're not celebrating. Yeah, you guessed it, we're not in the festive spirit, so to speak. And I'm hoping the bus will be quiet. I'm guessing so, because most of you lovely people are still in bed and are not due to work today. Except for me. But that is life, and that is what life throws at you, these fun times to do, working for these American companies. Christmas, what's that? We don't close for Christmas. And all that, so yes, I'm in work. And I'm scared of this recording stopping, so I'm kind of keeping an eye on it because the phone screen is very sensitive and I don't want it to hit off it and stop my recording. So might use this hand, it might be easier. Temporarily thought I stopped the recording. So, have you got your turkey bought? Have you got your ham bought? Are you not having turkey and ham? Shock horror! And all the rest of it. If you're not doing that, tell me what are you having? What presents are you having? And, yeah. Christmas is a funny time, isn't it? It seems to be so commercial these days. It's all about what did you buy someone and all that. And how much was the gift and all of that. None, you know, and it's we're in difficult recessionary times, which is proving to be difficult for all of us. So, yeah. So, I was watching football yesterday and there was a big furore about Alex Ferguson and Robin van Persie and this other guy, I can't remember, was Ashley Williams, was that his name? He kicked the ball at van Persie's head. Not a nice thing to do, but Alex Ferguson went ridiculously OTT about it. But I'm thinking it's just to divert the attention away from our performance yet again. Which, in case you're wondering, was rather shit. And Wayne Rooney was even worse. So yeah, so I'm sitting here, well, Okay, I'm not sitting here, if I'm honest. I'm standing here, because I don't want to sit down, because as I told you, the ground is wet, and I don't want to get my arse wet. But, yeah, I'm standing here, and I'm outside a number... there's houses along this road, and I'm standing in front of a yellow door. It's kind of a three-story house, and it is number 46. I must go up in twos because next door is number 44, and the one after it is number 48. I think the opposite side is the uneven numbers. So, yeah. And the next door has a blue door, and the next door after number 46, I think is like a darker blue door. So yeah. What else can I say? As the wind kicks up, I hear a plane going above me in this dark sky above. Not sure exactly what's going on up there, but it's Christmas. Someone's flying in or flying home for Christmas. Actually, Mum and Dad have gone away. They've gone to Portugal. They are in the sun for the Christmas period. And, yeah. So people do that. People go away, and I know a lot of people actually go away for New Year, even. You know, see the New Year in some sun-kissed country. Not that I don't think Portugal at the moment is very sun-kissed, but it's a change of scenery, and poor Mum's been quite ill, so it's good for them. So I'll probably give her a ring today or tomorrow. Wish them happy Christmas and all the rest of it. As I'm wittering on, I might just bring this to a close. Have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and your families. Thank you for still following me either on Audioboo, Twitter, and if you want to like me on Facebook, facebook.com/faircityfans, FairCityFans, all one word, and I'd really appreciate your support. So thanks for still following me on all those channels, and here's to a fantastic 2013. Take care, and stay safe, and keep smiling. Bye.